So the mass is the volume of this sphere. So that's a meter cubed you throw in there. So you've got meters to the 5 over seconds to the minus 2. And he was able to use that to just figure out what the power of this atomic bomb was, what the ratios of the power were between the Russian and US atomic bomb, and essentially reveal one of the top secrets that existed in the world at that time. That's a hard problem. Figuring out what Facebook's retention rate is not a hard problem. How many people are there on the internet? Give or take, someone throw something out. 2.4 billion, 2.3 billion, something like that, right? Okay, Facebook's banned in China. So what now?
About
2 billion? 2 billion. So 2 billion people on the internet. Facebook, in our last earnings call, said something around 1.3 billion in terms of number of active users. You can divide those numbers by each other. And yeah, that won't give you the right answer. Of course it's not going to give you the right answer, but it's going to give you close enough to a ballpark figure of what the retention rate looks like for Facebook if we've signed everyone on the internet up, and then you will know it's higher than that. Similarly, if you look at WhatsApp, they've announced 600 million active users. How many people have smartphones? You can figure out that number. That number's out and knocking around. It can give you an idea of how many users there are. Amazon has had a pop at signing up almost everyone in the United States. You know how many people are online in the US, and you've got a good idea of how many customers Amazon are from the numbers they throw out. Different verticals need different terminal retention rates for them to have successful businesses.